And you're about to hear all about a new Australian documentary. It's been described by almost everyone who's reviewed it as troubling, disturbing, and terrifying. It follows the experiences of two Finnish girls working at a pub in the tiny West Australian mining town of Coolgardie.
Okay, so I do think that you two could be a good fit for some country pub work.
Whoa!
It's quite a big mining area, so a lot of the clientele of the pub are going to be gentlemen.
So that's him, Lena and Steph.
Some fresh meat.
And the director of Hotel Coolgardie, Pete Gleeson, joins you now. Hey, go on, Pete.
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, very well. I mean, this is an intriguing documentary. Congratulations on it, first and foremost. Are you? My mum reckons you're from Warrnambool. Are you from Warrnambool or Perth?
Warrnambool originally, but based in Perth.
Don't ask how she knows that.
Yeah, that was intriguing. How does, are you friends with Veronica's mum? What's going on?
No, I'm friends of a friend of Veronica's mum.
Oh, really?
I discovered last night.
What?
And I haven't followed that up yet. Sometime this week I'll have dinner with that friend and find out what the connection is.
Oh, so
that's what we do in Warrnambool. We make those.
Okay.
There's Warrnambool people everywhere.
Anyway, okay, so you were you moved from Warrnambool to Perth. What intrigued you first about finding out about this town that's like 38 kilometres from Kalgoorlie?
Well, I moved from Warrnambool to Perth via the rest of the country over a number of years. I've been all around the country and lived and worked in places like this town called Coolgardie. And there's so many different pubs like this. Most of the time when you walk into an outback pub, you're served your beer by a foreigner, usually a young female foreign backpacker. So there's this kind of convenient transaction between publicans who need labour and people going out on their gap year or whatever and wanting this authentic Aussie experience, wanting to earn a few bucks and then move on. So I'd been out to this town doing some work just in the mining industry for a couple of weeks trying to earn a quid, and I'd been to this pub and just noticed that this phenomena occurred there as well, but also that there were these really kind of potent characters, and there, it was just so Australian in so many ways, but also it was like a relic of the past in a lot of ways, where they kind of hadn't got the memo that sometimes you do things differently now.
Yeah, it's interesting to watch it. We'll see in the film sort of the tipping point between a lot of things that are regarded as like true blue Australian in a really like nice and charming way, like very welcoming and like new people.
Mm.
And then this point where it sort of tips over, particularly with the way the men behave to the young women.
Yeah, that's what's really interesting in watching the film with an audience in the cinema, is that you're seeing where that kind of breaking point is on the elastic band between what we consider funny and humorous and, you know, the lovable larrikin, and what is going too far and what's considered misogynistic and xenophobic.
Yeah, because a lot of the locals didn't seem to have any perception that what they were doing was, like, bad behaviour, you know, the things like, as we heard in the trailer just then, describing the women as meat, just being plainly sexist, saying new girls tonight on a chalkboard outside.
It's like slapping their ass. And
yeah. were they okay with being filmed doing that?
Well, yeah, that's the great thing about ObDoc, is you kind of go into these microcosms or institutions where all these behaviours are pretty naturalised and people act with, you know, impunity, really. People were coming up and saying, well, I don't understand why you're filming this. This is not unusual. This is just a pub at work in the bush. And then when you look at it from outside that institution, it just tells you so much about what's going on, not just in that institution, but perhaps what it says about broader society and the underpinnings of culture and humour and all those things that are wrapped up in...
Yeah, and through the eyes of an outsider.
Yeah.
Did you worry about Steph and Lena's safety at all? Because there are some parts where it gets pretty sinister, particularly once some of the older guys are quite drunk and the girls are sort of in their rooms and the guys aren't leaving, and it's pretty intense.
Yeah, there's a kind of a sense of foreboding there, isn't there?
Mm.
We owe a lot of that to films like Wolf Creek or Wake in Fright and that kind of thing, where you're used to seeing these really familiar characters who you're used to being affectionate towards and celebrating, who then turn and have these very dark sides to them. I didn't personally feel like anybody was in danger, but the whole point was to show it through the eyes of these visitors, and we kind of leave it up to the audience as to whether or not there is danger or whether they should be scared.
And these two Finnish backpackers, Steph and Lena, we see them in a lot of situations. Some are quite sweet, a lot of them quite intimidating. Do you know what they think when they left Australia, like what their experience was?
Well, I think they were glad to leave. I mean, Lena leaves under pretty dire circumstances, and kind of she has to leave. She goes home, goes to hospital, and stays there for a while. I don't think they hold any bitterness towards Australia. Lena wants to come back and kind of continue the rest of her holiday that was cut short. But Lena has said in the past she'd like to go back and just chat to all the men that she encountered without the threat of losing her job. Mm. They've been pretty graceful about that. And one thing that they keep saying is this isn't an Australian story. I mean, it's very Australian in the location and the lingo that's used and all that kind of stuff. But in another sense, it's completely universal in the story that's told and the experience that's had. It can happen in Finland, in Canada, in anywhere.
So given the reviews have talked, well, I reckon, accurately about the portrayal of this Hotel Coolgardie as being kind of disturbing and troubling and terrifying, what are the locals thinking about the doco now?
Well, a lot of them are still kind of seeing it. Some of the people that have been in the film have quite liked it. They've understood that it's a film and they've kind of said, well, well done. It's a really kind of compelling piece of cinema, which is great. And others, they've seen the trailer and they're worried that the film paints the town in a bad light. And that's, you know, I kind of sympathise with that as well. But, I mean, it's not my place to run a PR campaign for a town. I'm in the arts and I'm a filmmaker, so it's about reflecting the world as I see it.
What did you think the redeeming parts? Like, what are the great parts about that town? What did the Finnish backpackers like about it?
Well, the thing about it is they didn't see much of the town. It's a very corridored view of the town, and we had to be faithful to that. Like, I love that area. I'd love to spend more time out there, and it's got great things going for it. But because of their experience, because of kind of these oppressive claustrophobic forces that were kind of bearing down on them, they became quite insular themselves. So you only see the town through the corridors that they lead you.
Yeah, there's no like footy club or netball, you know, team they joined or anything like that, you know?
No, they kind of venture out and then they retreat back in, yeah.
You were saying before that, like, it's fairly normal for people to do 3-month stints for backpackers to come in and out. Is the experience of most people coming and going similar to what Steph and Lena went through?
No. And that's what surprised us. There's a great juxtaposition between the girls that were leaving when the Finns arrived and the Finns.
Yeah.
They were Welsh. They'd had a great time. The town embraced them. They'd worked everything to their advantage. You know, they were party girls. They loved to drink. They knew how to duck and weave and have the right banter. And it was a great juxtaposition because coming on the heels of these girls, you know, you could just feel that what the expectation was and just how different these Finnish girls were. And most barmaids that go out there do adapt and do come away with a more positive experience than the Finns.
Yeah, man.
Had.
Yeah. Feels like when I was on Kentucky. And you were like, I was just the whole time, I was like, oh, man, this is not me, this culture. And then I was like, well, if you can't beat them, join them. I'm here for 20 days around Europe.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's originally what we went out to try and film, is that line of kind of compromise. Find out where that was, that line between the affable willingness to adapt and the expectation that you will.
It's interesting.
Thank you, Pete Gleeson, for coming in and telling us all about Hotel Coolgardie. You can catch it at a few individual screenings. It's going to be at Albany on the 14th of June, in Geelong on the 16th, and then you're off to New Zealand, and then you open all over the place on the 15th of June, but in Sydney after the film festival on the 22nd. Is that right? I feel like that was a confusing run of dates, but it's going to be out everywhere within the next few weeks.
Kind of.
That's right, yeah. Well, go to the website. There'll be dates on the website, I'm sure.
Yeah, Hotel Coolgardie. Thank you so much. I'm Pete Gleeson for popping by.
Thanks, guys.